welcome to Freeform Radio on the Freeform Network. You can follow us at Facebook under Freeform Network. We're on Twitter at FFR Podcast. And remember to send in those questions and suggestions to ffnquestions@gmail.com. Also, guys, don't forget about our little coalition, 1893 Coalition. Check out Intellectual Nonsense and Enthusiast Project. Again, this is Freeform Radio, and I got
Daniel.
And I'm Andy. We're missing Noel today, but we're feeling refreshed back. You know, we're refreshed from that 1 week hiatus. Sorry about that, but we're here ready to talk your guys' ears off. And Danny, so what has been going on with you this past couple weeks?
Nothing much, man. Just kind of a slow week, just because I was sick last week. Yeah, I'm still got somewhat of a cold, so if I sound like shit, I apologize.
It's you not do the, sound like shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, my apologies on that.
I don't hear your radio voice.
Yeah, man.
Podcast voice.
My voice is a little scratchy still, but I'm feeling a whole lot better. I'm feeling better. Took a bunch of meds, and now I'm back on my feet. You know, just in time for the big game today. You know, as of this recording, it's a Super Bowl weekend here, so we're gearing up for that. But as for my week, man, you know, not much, man. Just you know, taking care of myself. So watching a few movies. The big one that I watched that I've been wanting to watch for a long time. It's been out for a while. Is Mission Impossible, that Rogue Nation, or the last one Tom Cruise came out with.
Did you like the last one? Like, the last one, they're in China, right? Or some shit like that. Do you remember
it
that?
It was like Singapore or something.
Yeah, they're like some
or
Asian
Beijing
country.
Or
like,
one of them.
J.J. Abrams kind of brought it back, and I mean, it was all right. But that was the new one. Did you like it? I haven't seen it.
You know what? I tend to like them. I like those Jason Bournes, the Takens. I like all those types of movies. You know, fast action and, you know, whatever. James Bond stuff. But, man, it was more of the same. And it was actually a little bit disappointing. Just because everything, I saw every beat coming. I saw every little thing coming. Yeah. Everything that was coming, I just saw it.
That's what I would expect from Mission Impossible. Because I liked the first one. The second one was good. The third one, I'm like, I kind of lost interest. And then I really, I didn't follow it for a while. And then I remember you telling me that the last one, the one they were in the Asian countries, was good. But I was just like, it's different. It's not better, but it's different.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to watch it just because, you know, I'm just like, man, you know, I've seen all his other ones ever since, like you mentioned, J.J. Abrams kind of giving a kick in the ass and brought it up a little bit. But, man, I'm just like, man, this is probably the last one I'm going to watch. I mean, your boy Tom Cruise, he's getting old, and he's looking old, you know.
He's even though running all over the place, though.
Yeah, he's still running away from explosions and so forth. So, but
I remember from the moment he's running everywhere.
But I heard he did a lot of his own stunts, so I give him props on that, man. There was a lot of action, so if he did half those stunts that I saw, you know, no kudos for him. He still got a little bit of it.
No, I don't remember in the last one that his wife didn't die, right? Was she in this one?
This one he is not married. He's not married, and I believe the wife for the family that he was trying to settle on, that was the last movie. Yeah,
he was training agents in the last one.
Yeah. And then they had to go rogue or go.
Every movie they go rogue.
That's what I'm saying.
We're gonna disavow IMF or whatever.
That's what I was telling my wife. I'm like, man, this is the same old shit. It's like, you know, some catastrophic thing happens. You guys are reckless. Yeah. We're gonna have to shut this whole shit down.
We're gonna arrest all of you and shit. Yeah.
And then so they go rogue. They go find the real culprit, and then, you know, they clear their name.
Or the list gets out of all the agents or some shit.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I didn't really care for it too much, but, you know, it was a typical Mission Impossible. If you like the Mission Impossible and you're not really expecting much, you'll be pleased with it. But so it wasn't that good.
If you're a Tom Cruise fan, would you recommend it?
I think Tom Cruise fans will like it. I mean, the same way that, you know, I'm a John Travolta fan, so if he makes a movie, I tend to like it, even though, you know, some of them suck. You know, like What was that one where the Battlestar Galactic or the...
Oh, the...
Battleship or...
No, I forgot. Battlefield Earth or Battle, something. Yeah, that right. Where yeah, the Scientology even, guys movie, yeah.
Even though they might awful, suck, man, you know, I still try to watch all his movies that he comes out with because I'm a fan, but...
Did you, going on a side note, speaking of Travolta, did you see that new OJ miniseries? Travolta's in it.
Yeah, I heard he's in there. I have not seen it yet. It's Netflix, right, or is it Fox? It's
FX. So oh, I saw the first episode. I'll have a review in the coming weeks, but he's in it, and I saw some of the names in the... I started the names of the actors in the show, or in the miniseries, and I was shocked how many good actors they got. I saw Travolta, and I'm like, holy
Cuba
shit.
Cuba Gooding, or what's the other guy's name?
Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah, is OJ, and... Travolta plays Shapiro. Schwimmer plays the Kardashian friend. Selma Blair plays Kim Kardashian's mom. Her name escapes me right now. I was shocked. It started off good, so I'll have a better review after a couple episodes or how many episodes they get into.
No, for sure, man. It looks pretty good. I want to watch it as well. I have not had a chance. Actually trying to catch up to X-Files. That's another TV show that kind of came out, and I've seen a few episodes, but I'm behind an episode, so I gotta catch up.
I've been wanting to see him. Everybody on in the Twitterverse and in the Facebooks is talking about it. I think I'm gonna binge watch him, so that's why I have not been watching him, because I don't want to fucking wait.
You're gonna catch something online that's going to ruin it for you, man.
I see everybody's watching it. Thank you for not posting spoilers. Don't be that asshole. But I am trying, like at home, my sister's DVRing them. And every time I check the DVR for shit that I recorded, I see them on there like, oh, they're like what, three episodes in, right? Or something.
Yeah,
and I'm
like, oh, this should I just... Monday will be episode 4.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, man, should I just start watching? I'm like, no, like... Just wait. I think it's not going to be that long of a season, so I think I could do that.
Oh, I hope, man. I hope it doesn't get ruined for you, because I watched the first two episodes, and the first one's kind of the setup, and the second one really just kicks it into action, so kicks it into gear. So yeah. I got a feeling, I haven't seen the third one, but I got a feeling that if you try to hold off, something's going to get spoiled, and the big plot reveal.
I think everybody knows the rules now about spoiler. We're in that era where everybody knows you don't watch it when it broadcasts, so there's like that buffer.
I
some of the younger people know better. Some of the older are like,
I think some of the older ones, yeah, don't know quite the rules of not spoiling.
The internet age, everybody knows, man.
Or before you spoil it, you got to make mention that you're going to spoil it. You know, sort of like you and my brother Efren, you know, they love telling you spoilers, and I'm just like, bro, I haven't seen it yet. Like, can you, like, keep it vague?
I say spoilers are coming up, but your brother almost ruined Star Wars for some people, I heard.
Yeah. But not to get off too much on a tangent, but watching Mission Impossible, it got me thinking. I'm like, are these guys... Is there a possibility that people like this exist in today's world? You know, that they're doing missions that you're just not aware of. You're going on your daily business. You're doing your 9-to-5 shit. And then these guys are like doing these Mission Impossible missions, trying to get some covert information or whatever, trying to assassinate somebody.
Yeah, there is. I remember, have you ever seen... what was that movie? The movie that Tom Hanks made. I don't remember. It's about in the 80s with the Afghanistan.
Forrest Gump.
No, not Forrest Gump. Was Forrest Gump a spy? But this guy, he's a Cast congressman. No. Yeah, him and Wilson are doing spy missions and shit. What the hell was it? I can't remember the name, but there's a movie. It's based on the... he made a couple years ago. It's based on the 80s and the Cold War, how... The CIA ran like all these secret missions and how they funneled money into Afghanistan and helped the Mujahideen and all this other crap. And it was like on the down low, nobody knew about it, but they were doing all this, like, some people might consider illegal, but they were giving money and trying to do like these covert missions and stuff. So I think it is, there's stuff like that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it got me thinking. And obviously, I don't know people in the higher up, so I probably wouldn't be able to find out. But it just made me think, you know, man, does that shit exist? Is there a Tom Cruise out there running around from explosions and shit?
Think about it, then. Back in the day, before we had all these thumb drives and shit, they had like little films. They had to jam that shit up their ass or something to get it across certain countries. They don't want them to find it.
Well, I agree that maybe during the Cold War where Russia, so we didn't know. Today's a little different, yeah. But today being a little different, is it more like low-key where people are just getting hackers and they're just trying to hack into some database and try to get information? Actually, like, or is there a guy that's physically running away from an explosion? Running
shit. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. What did one of my friends said once? It's gonna be to the point where it doesn't matter who has the biggest gun, who has the more information, and like going a little off topic, but yeah, I know the government, a lot of governments employ like hackers and shit to hack into systems to get as much as information as they can, because information has always been a necessity for people who rule.
No, for sure. But other than that, really just kicking back, watched a few other movies, but nothing noteworthy.
Would you recommend that your final say yes, watch it?
For fans, yeah, sure. But if you're looking to, you know, kill 2 hours and just watch something that might entertain you, I would say probably not. But if you're a fan of Mission Impossible, if you're a fan of his movies, then this will be right up your alley.
I'll check it out maybe when it's on cable or something.
But other than that, man, just kicking back. I had some family from out of town right now, since it's Ineda's, Alana's grandmother's birthday. A couple of people came in from out of town, and so they're hanging out.
Quick question, where did they fly in from?
They flew in from Miami.
Florida, okay.
Yeah, they're from Miami, so.
To this cold, well, it hasn't been that cold.
No, it's actually been half decent outside, so yeah, they came in just about the right time. So they're in, so we got the hustle and bustle of that. And then just getting ready for Super Bowl, man. Today, as of this recording, Super Bowl, getting ready to watch Carolina, man. I think they're going to take this one, man.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's picking, but yeah. Denver's D is pretty good, so I don't know.
They say defense wins the game, but, man, I don't know. I get a feeling that they're going to fluster your boy Manning. He's going to start throwing up some picks, and then it's going to be game over.
Well, Manning, remember, he's always starts off slow, but once he figures out shit, he's a veteran. He could kind of – he knows what he needs to do to get that ball going. Unless they're, like, in his face, like, 24-7, like, the whole game, then, yeah, maybe they just need to start running the ball. But, like, that D, I was shocked what they did, Denver's D, what they did to Brady. I had them in his face the whole fucking game. I was just like, I've never seen Brady. Like, he was already preparing to get hit before he even threw the ball, and there was no one near him.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. So, if they're like that, man, it's going to be a good game. I think either way, it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to come down to maybe, like, the last quarters if the defense doesn't get to Manning. If the defense gets to Manning early, then I think it's going to be over within the first two quarters, and it's going to be a blowout, and Manny's going to be sitting on the sidelines just rubbing his face off.
I think it's going to be low scoring, so we'll see. Manning, we all know physically he can't do some of the stuff he used to do, but he can manage a game, and I think it's going to be close.
Do you think this is his last hurrah?
Yeah, I think he's done.
This is it? Yeah.
I don't know where he would go. I mean, I don't even know if Denver would want him. Even like when he was all right, they had the other guy in there. You know, he schooled the Bears, but the only reason they brought him back is because he got hurt, the guy that replaced him. And so I don't know. I mean, I think he's done.
Yeah, I think so. I think this is his last year. Might come back one more year, maybe a Brett Favre kind of thing where he goes to another team and kind of just does one or two more years, and then that's about it. But I don't know. I highly doubt it. I think he's done.
He's in NFL terms, he's 38. That's old. In NFL, for NFL players, that's old, man. You had a good run.
What about Doug Flutie, man? Or what's his name?
But he was a backup most of his years. Like, yeah. Even when Favre left, I think he was in his, like, 35 or 36.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, they were telling him done, and he had a couple of good runs in him. But, yeah, I think Manning is, after this year, he's done.
Yeah. Not too bad, man. Hopefully he pulls it off, because I don't hate Manning like most people do. So, not him. I do hate his younger brother. But him, I hope he gets at least one championship. Brother. Yeah.
He gets more rings than him, though.
He's a piece of shit, man.
Dang, they come down, man.
The guy, he was like a draft dodger, man. They yeah, they draft him for a team, and then he's like, oh, I don't want to play for that team. And so what? He holds out, and then he gets picked by another team. And well, then they traded him.
The Giants, but
yeah, he's a bitch, man.
Hey, man, calm down, man. He's all right. He gets a couple Super Bowl rings.
Yeah. His character is always going to be in question with me. He ain't no man. He backed out from a commitment. All right, granted, you know, who was it? The Browns that picked him up?
It was the Chargers, but was when the Chargers picked him, man, they were fucking horrible. They're still horrible.
But, you know, you stick it out, man. You sign your 1 year, you sign 2 years, whatever. You stick it out. You play underneath somebody or you play starter, and then you move on, dude. You move on to a team that's going to be competitive, and you go somewhere else, man. But this guy, instead, he pouted, and finally he got his trade, and then he was off to some other team. People like that, to me, they have no character. They're no men. They don't even want the challenge. They're like, no, I don't want to play for this sucky team. And to me, it set a lot of a precedence, because now a lot more players do it more frequently, and where before that was almost never the case. You never had players demand a trade right as soon as you were drafted. So to me, it was something dumb. I wouldn't have traded him. I would have kept him just out of spite and just been like, ah, sit on the bench, asshole.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but yeah, it's if he doesn't want to be there, no matter, he wasn't even gonna sign. He told them, like, because they had meetings before. I remember reading about this, and they had meetings, and he told them, if you draft me, I'm not gonna sign. I'm gonna hold out the whole year.
But see, what's that put? What kind of position is the team put into now? Because now, the Chargers have to trade them. People that they're trading them to know that the Chargers don't have a leg to stand on, so they could, you know, be like, yeah, I'll give you a buck for him, and you're stuck, man. You're stuck with whatever offer, whatever other team gives you for him. So you're stuck, man. This guy puts you in a real bad position, and that's because of his character. He put this team into a bad position. And not to say that teams take a nosedive to get a good pick, but when a team sucks and they get a good pick, they should reap the rewards from it, and they should get a half-decent player, or at least the opportunity for a half-decent player, so he can kind of elevate the team a little bit. So this guy didn't do that for them.
All I know, if I was an NFL player, I don't want to get drafted by Detroit or Cleveland, because man, they're horrible. I'm sorry, people from Detroit and Cleveland, but your football teams are just horrible.
Yeah, what's Moneybags guy, or what's his name?
They're gonna release him.
They're gonna release him now.
He says, I want a party, Johnny Football.
Yeah, Manziel, that guy, man.
That his agent just told him, like, get the fuck out of here, man. I can't deal with your ass. He's like, don't worry, man. I got people coming up. We're ready to party. That he bought a bar in Texas or some shit. That he's gonna run a bar.
Oh, shit.
So he's ready to live it up, man. He's a millionaire, so.
Yeah, man. There's not that many Jim McMahons, man, that could pull it off with, you know, the sunglasses and party hard.
That was the big knock on him even when they drafted him. This kid, he loves to party. He lives it up. And in college, it's a little bit easier. NFL, you can't get away with that shit. I mean, eventually it catches up with you.
Yeah. So it should be exciting, man. Super Bowl. Excited for the commercials, too. I'm one of those commercial junkies.
Well, they're all out now. You can watch them on YouTube.
Yeah, I heard most of them are online, but I haven't watched any of them. I want to watch them live at the game and check them out.
I could tell you I watched them.
So I'm hoping to watch the commercials, get a good game, eat some good chicken wings. And then speaking of food, man, I heard you're making some of your home-style chili. For the big game today.
Yeah, I got a recipe. Not a recipe, but I've made this chili before.
The Aguirre chili, man. Aguirre 5-star.
Non-winning 5-star chili.
Yep.
It's just beef. But, you know, I went to buy the stuff for it yesterday. I like my chili a little spicy. So I went and bought this different type of like roasted like peppers that are in a can, I guess. But they were I didn't get normal ground beef. They were advertising like chili ground beef, which was like it was like, I don't know, it was different, and it was like thicker, and I don't know if they make it like spicy or what, but it was ground beef, but they sold it as chili ground beef.
Okay.
So I don't know if it already had spices or not in there, but I bought it, and hopefully I'll find out later today, because it's in a slow cooker. I throw it in there, and I throw it in there for like 8 hours, so it's
sweet
right
man.
Now, and I put a like half a fucking onion in that thing.
So as you can hear, man, party at Andy's house, got some chili.
Yeah, bring the beer.
BYOB.
But yeah, I made it before. The only thing I didn't like it before, I made it a couple times before, I didn't like it. It wasn't, for me, it wasn't spicy enough, so I added like some hot sauces and some other peppers, but it's just not spicy enough for me.
So, yeah.
But other than that, they've come out pretty good.
So is it like a soupy chili that you eat like a soup? Or is it the kind that's more like thick, so you eat it with some chips, kind of like a dip?
It's thick. It's almost like mine's, it's not watery. It's like really thick, a lot of meat.
Okay.
A lot of beans and a lot of tomatoes and seasonings.
Oh, sweet. So it's more like, that's like, why like a dip, so yeah, you get with some chips and stuff?
Because I'm going to make some beer bread with it and then probably get some chips, like dipping chips or something.
Oh, sweet, man. Oh, it sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Yeah, the beer bread's always hit or miss because I try a lot of different beers. Supposedly they say if you use like a darker beer, the bread tastes better. I always use like standard beer, so I don't know. Maybe after this, I'll go get like a darker beer. Let's try it out.
Yeah, I don't really care for beer bread. To me, it's beer and food, to me, don't mix. I've never understood like arracheras where you douse it with like beer.
Well, you're supposed to like use it as like a base marinade, not to be like fucking putting a whole fucking beer in there and like, oh yeah, it's gonna be fucking great, man. Like, no, it's not gonna be great, but it enhances the flavor. It's supposed to be like a base, not like, or like a hint of it. You're not supposed to be just fucking tasting the whole fucking beer.
Yeah, to me, or at least from our high school days where we used to grill out and shit, they used to douse the whole beer into there, man. You used to, yeah, like, well, dump it into a pail.
We didn't know fucking better, yeah.
You just let the arracheras drown in it. And I was just like, this does not taste good.
It's like that and lime. Like, the lime, you're supposed to just, like, taste it a little bit. It's not supposed to overpower it and shit. Now, I'm a little bit older, and I actually like enjoying food. So I do try to learn some shit. Just not like my old days. Oh, fuck yeah, man. Just throw more fucking sazon and fucking all these limes on it, bro. Oh, shit's a fucking amazing. Your fucking shit face. Like, you don't fucking know no better.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, yeah, I don't care too much for that beer stuff, but beer brats and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's another thing. Beer brats, it's, they're good, but it's, I don't know, like, some people love them, some don't. You know, you boil it, and you have to boil it, and then you grill it, and then, like, with onions and shit. So, depends who makes it. Like, the beer chicken, that's supposedly really fucking good too. If you ever had that, you've seen that, right?
Yeah, I've seen some of those beer can chickens.
Yeah, so that, yeah, all that stuff's good. It's just you can't let it. Also depends to me on the quality of beer you use. If you just use like fucking cheap beer, normal beer, it's gonna be like average.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sticking cans up some chicken's ass, I heard Sonny's making a porno, man.
So yeah, all you 90s wrestling fans, you know, I've been staying on top of this news, and
so you're gonna keep us up to
I'll
up
keep
to
you
speed.
Up to date.
All right,
I'm
cool.
Gonna try to find it to give you my personal review, because you know, I don't really watch a lot of adult films, but I do like watching celebrities. But I don't know if you consider Sonny, or aka Tammy Sitch, a celebrity.
I do,
but
man,
in the world of wrestling, she's a superstar. Yeah. So
yeah, back in the day, man, in the wrestling days, man, ooh, man, she was a hottie.
Well, she was, you know, she has a long history with WWE, and she had been through a lot of legal problems, and she has been through a lot of shit. But I know at one point in the '90s, late '90s, she was like the most downloaded female in the internet, like, you know, on AOL.
Yeah, yeah, because she was like one of the big, like, sexy diva wrestlers, whatever.
And then, she was like a manager, yeah.
Yeah, and then a little bit after that, that's when, like, Trish Stratus and then Sable came out. That's why
when she came out, you know, when AOL was the shit, you know, they were leading, she was like, oh, this is the most downloaded picture ever. And it was like a WWE picture of her on the beach. And, you know, they used to brag about it, you know. And today, probably the numbers then don't even compare to what fucking the average some girl with big boobs would get, you know. The same type of numbers, but back then it was a big deal, and she got really popular. And then she went through a whole bunch of shit. She doing drugs, you know, that wrestling lifestyle. Some people can handle it, some people can't. Then her boyfriend died, and it just like all went to shit. And then she kind of got better. So then they put her in the WWE Hall of Fame. She went through, like, she was out of wrestling. They got her back in, and then she fell on that trap again. So, like, in the last 5 years, she's been to jail. She's been arrested numerous times. She's been in all these domestic shit. And then WWE basically just said, like, you don't even acknowledge her no more. So she's kind of hurt up for money. And then, like, a couple months ago, there was rumors of she's going to do an adult movie with Vivid, because Vivid was floating ideas around. And she always denied it. She always denied it on all these other podcasts I listened to. And then, like, out of the blue, then, like, you know what she was doing for money? She would let you lay in bed next to her, like, in lingerie. So you
could take a picture.
You could take a picture with her, like, you cuddling up or snuggling with her, which is fucking weird. And what's weird, a lot of people paid for that, and, like, you could see the pictures. And she was charging, like, I don't remember the amount. I think it was, like, $50 or $100 or something. And it was just fucking creepy, dude. And so the last couple months, they've been talking about this, and she's been denying it. And then she posted her Hall of Fame ring that she wanted $100,000. And, like, Vivid came in and said, like, we'll give you the $100,000 plus. You got to make the movie. And she was just like, I'm not going to do that. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, yeah, the movie's out. Check it out, guys. And, like, what the fuck? Like, they released clips of it this week.
Yeah, I heard it, that it's out there.
Yeah, it's already out there.
Yeah, I haven't myself tried to look for it.
Neither have I, but yeah.
Just because I heard that she kind of lost her way. Like you said, she fell on some hard times. And she's not, if you're expecting the Sunny of the heyday.
Of the late 90s.
Yeah, you're not going to see that chick. You're going to see a half broken down chick.
You're gonna see a middle aged woman.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe she, for a while she was in bad shape, then she got kinda better. But I don't know. I haven't seen her lately. So, but everybody's talking about it. And then I heard some other podcasts talking about it. And then I read some reviews on some wrestling groups, and people are just like shitting all over it. So, but I know people are watching it. I don't know if they're buying it, but they seem to be watching it. And they're like, this Sunny is old. You know, they're basically just shitting on her. And
yeah, and poor girl, man. I heard there's the wrestling rumors that she even had a thing with Bret Hart for a while.
Well, there's a lot of shit like that. She was with Shawn and Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Vince McMahon. And, like, she got around. So, I mean, but all the time when she was with Chris Candido. But I don't know. She's been through a lot. I don't know. I mean, but I don't know if she's just trying to get one last payday out of somebody, or, I mean, when you're hurting for money, you know, I don't know how bad people do just about anything, I guess, for like six figures. I mean, I heard it's over like $100,000.
Oh, yeah. I know to make a porno, they'll pay you some good money, man, especially if it's a celebrity and they think that it'll get a good initial run, you know, pop.
Like, yeah, the other day I was hearing something that she's, like, challenging, like, China, like, to a porno off or something. Like, what the fuck? Like, so what, is she going to make another one? Like, or she's just trying to get publicity? Like, it's just, like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's sad and pathetic, but I don't know, man. It's just fucking, it's weird.
Well, I remember reading something not too long ago that China has actually, like, done a few more on top of that, you know, China Wall, or I forgot what the name of that.
She's done a shitload of them.
A Thousand Nights in China, or what was it called? I forgot what that
movie. One Night in China. Oh, that was the big one. And then I remember hearing a podcast where she did one where she has she's like with wrestler lookalikes.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember heard about that. Yeah, with like a Lex Luger and a Hogan.
And Savage. I was just like, this fucking... And then later she came out and said, like, oh, I was all messed up and I was high for all those movies. I really don't remember shit. And, like, I don't know, man, too. I'm not judging, but it's, I mean, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, and it's, you know, bad for these chicks, man. They fall into some hard times. They get hooked on something. And then now they got to pay for it. They know people will throw a couple bucks at them if they, you know, do stuff like this, so... Oh man, it sucks.
Yeah,
for them,
like
man.
That was one of the things I was hearing that, like the guy from Vivid that runs Vivid, supposedly like he's like in his early 40s, so maybe he watched wrestling growing up and he just always wanted to, you know, have sex with her. He's willing to pay this much money just to be with her or watch her. I don't know. That was like one of the big things they were talking about a lot of these podcasts.
Yeah, no, I could kind of understand that, man. Sometimes when you're younger, you get these like man crushes on these unattainable chicks, and then when you get older, you get a little power, a little money. You're like, oh shit, man, let me see if I can obtain this thing. Let me reach out.
Like you always heard, like, you know, when you're younger, you always think like this. Whatever celebrity, like, oh man, she's beautiful. I don't care if I ever get a shot. I'm gonna try to to get with her, but like maybe they don't become as famous, they lose their fame and all that, and you see them now, like would you still do it? Like maybe she put on some weight or she's not as hot as she used to be, like, but you were like, man, I don't care, I just want to say I had sex with that star.
Yeah, yeah,
like I always heard those conversations. And then the big one that used to be like Mankai used to talk about, he always wanted to have sex with this old porn star, and then he had her in his studio and he's like, nah man, I can't do that. It's just like it lost his, like,
yeah sure,
like I can't even do it. I always told myself if I had a shot I would do it, and he's like, I'm not gonna do it.
All right, Andy, so you opened it up, man. So in your teens, what was the one chick you saw on TV that you were like, man, if I could obtain this chick,
I don't care how old she is, I'll probably say Shannon Tweed.
Yeah,
Gene Simmons.
Shit,
is,
man.
I think
I forgot about
now.
Her.
Oh man, that woman is.
Oh man, she do all them.
She messed me
Cinemax,
up.
Dude.
Yeah, she messed up my childhood.
Yeah, all that Cinemax stuff. Oh man, that girl was hot, so, man.
Yeah, that woman. She's just, even today, I mean, she's aged very well. She just looks older.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's taking care of herself, you know.
I know she started doing plastic surgery, and I don't like none of that stuff when women do plastic surgery, but. I mean, she's pretty good looking.
No, for sure, man. Yeah, she was a hottie, man. Do all them soft what do they call it?
Soft porn, or yeah. I don't know, soft erotica.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man, some hotties, yeah, for sure.
So yeah, she was notorious for that. So, well, she got her start in Playboy, and then she started doing all that shit. So like back in the VHS days. So.
Yeah, no, sure. A lot of young men staying up watching Cinemax back in her day.
You know, before you have 24/7 access to porno, you know?
You gotta
watch shit like that.
You gotta stay up and watch the good stuff. But something else you were into, Andy, that you had to deal with was your eBay, man. You had a problem with one of your sellers, you were saying?
Man, my retail arbitrage has had many successes, but also it's starting to get to the point where, like, one of the reasons I don't want to do this shit because I don't want to deal with bullshit like this, dude. Like, that's why I need you to be my tester. Because I sold a couple more things this week. But you know what I'm running into? I'm running into two fucking things. People ask all these questions about a package or, like, the product that you're selling, which is fine. Or they win bids. And you know what I'm finding? These motherfuckers don't want to pay. And you keep sending them emails like, what the fuck? Are you going to pay this or not? Like, I sold a book, a $10 book, and the guy hasn't fucking paid me, and it's been a week. I sent him, like, two emails, like, dude, it's a $10 book. You either got 10 bucks or you don't. Are you going to pay this? And he hasn't responded, so I'm going to have to relist it. And then this thing, this is a freaking video game. It either, it should be, it's a PS4 game I sold. I bought them off a guy at work, and I resold them, and it's a freaking Blu-ray disc, man. Them things are, like, super scratch-resistant. You could fucking run your fingernails over them or anything, and they'll still play. So this lady or person, I don't know if it's a lady, but she won.
Oh, she's a lady, man.
Okay, probably. she won. They won this game. It's a soccer game, FIFA. And then she pays immediately. I send it out. And then the first thing, there's a problem. Where did you... I haven't received my game. It says it was delivered. I'm like, well, I sent it to the address and your account. Well, why? Why would you send it to the address? And I'm like, well, why the fuck wouldn't I? That's the verified address on your account. Well, I haven't lived in that address in 8 years. Okay, first fucking sign, right? Like, okay. So I'm like, well, take it up with PayPal. That's verified. I shipped it to there. You never specified to ship it to a different address. So she goes and she emails me.
Update your account, girl.
Yeah.
Shit.
I went to that address and the people who live there say they don't have it. That they returned to sender. And I'm like, well, I haven't
received. They were just playing FIFA like a mug. Yeah. They were in the background. Yeah, man. We haven't got shit.
We ain't got shit. We're playing this PS4 game. Busy, is that a soccer game? Nah, man. It's different. So, and then I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry to hear about your issues. But I followed everything to the rules. I suggest you contact PayPal and see what you can do. And I hope this helps. And I didn't hear nothing. And then like another week passes by. Oh, I went back and they had the game the whole time. Thanks. I'm like, okay, finally, some shit is resolved. Something is so simple, right? And then after Christmas, I get an email from her. Yeah, we put the game in the PS4 and it doesn't work. I'm like, how the fuck does that not work? It's a freaking video game. And she's like, oh, it loads up, but then it won't play. I'm like, okay. I'm like, did you update your system? Did you let the game update? I don't fucking know. And I'm like, I'm sorry to hear that. You know, are you sure? And then she responded, I took it to another PS4. Apparently, there's a lot of PS4s where she lives. And then she's like, it happened to the same thing. I'm like, I don't really understand how it cannot play. Then like a day later, she's like, I want my money back. And I'm just like, okay, send it back. And then she fucking finally calls PayPal or whatever. And PayPal's like, you need to send her a label. I'm like, I need to send her a label? Like, yeah. Email, I don't understand. Like, well, you put that you do take returns. I go, yeah, I do take returns, but I shouldn't have to pay for shipping. Everything works. Everything when I left, it worked. Well, that's the agreed upon that you signed up to. I'm like, all right. So there you go. The little details, I'm getting fucked here. So I sent her a label. It was like $2. I got it back. And everything looks like how I shipped it. I just need you to verify that the fucking game plays. If it doesn't, then I don't know. Then I'm the one getting fucked. Because I already refunded her money.
So what if the game does play? Are you going to continue
this? Relist it. I'm going to fucking send her a video. Record the video of you playing. Like, yeah, look at this motherfucker. I just scored, bitch.
I don't know, man. I haven't ran across too many playing issues or start issues with games.
It ain't like it's a PlayStation 1 or a PS2 game.
I was going to refer more to like a PC where you got like all these drivers and other shit. I mean, it's a PlayStation. It's a console game. As long as you let the update hit, you know, because as soon as, especially PlayStation 4, it's good about detecting that there's an update. So you'll get the update notice, it'll start updating the game, and then after that's done, man, you can start playing it. So I'm not sure, unless there's something defective with the game.
Only thing I could think of is like the kids or whatever couldn't get online, and like it's an EA game, so I know they had some weird shit lately. I don't know if anybody could just log in as long as you have a PlayStation account. But that's the only thing I could think of, that they had some issues logging in. The kid couldn't play online or something. But she never said none of that. She just said, it won't load. And then she started saying, it loads, but then it stops playing after, like, once the game starts or some shit.
Yeah, and all the EA, you're right. I think it was like 2-3 years ago, they came out with that EA pass where you had to pay to go online. But... Mm-hmm. In the last year or so, they revoked that and started sending out like season passes or online passes so people could log in. So that might be the case, but all you have to do, I believe, is email EA and they'll send you an online pass so you can go online for some of these older games.
This is what I'm gonna need, Danny. I need you to set up like an HD camera and you go, here's Andy's game. Then I need you to, I'm going to print out the eBay ID shit. Then you record it. And I want you to show, slipping and putting it into the PS4, turning it on, and then go, I am playing, or game is loading now, and then just
for satisfaction.
For satisfaction, so I could just send it to her, like, yeah, bitch. And then at the end, just stick out the middle finger to her.
That sounds like a plan, man. We'll set it up after this recording.
Like, but, it's $14, dude. Yeah. Like, I could understand, like, if this was scratched to shit, but it's not even scratched. It has just normal. I mean, I played more fucking DVDs, and they're scratched 10 way worse than that, and they still fucking played fine.
Yeah, it depends, man. Nowadays, consumers, they expect a lot. And to me, I'm like you, you know, if it's got a few somewhat reasonable scratches, I'll deal with it. But I've dealt with that too, you know, with some of my eBay sales. I had this lady tell me that, you know, there was excessive scratching on this DVD that I sent her. And it was just like a $5 CD DVD. Yeah. I forget what the movie was, but this is just some regular old movie. And she's like, oh, there was excessive scratching, I don't think I should have to pay for this. Can I get I don't want to send it back. She wanted to send it back.
Okay, I'm not Amazon, lady.
And on my thing, I have it where I don't accept returns. Yeah. Mine, it says no returns.
No returns. Yeah.
It's as is, no returns. But I'm like, man, you know, I just started selling. I'm starting to get a little flow going. So it was $5 plus like a $2 shipping. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just give her the $7. So I told her I don't typically accept returns. So, but just to make sure that you're satisfied, I'll refund you your money. And then just please leave me positive feedback. So she left me some feedback, you know, thanking me for the return. And I just gave her back the $7. And I'm like, $7 for a positive feedback. I don't know if it's worth it, but, you know, I don't want to gyp her if she was having indeed some troubles with the DVD.
I'm just saying, you got to be fair. You're buying used. It's not going to be mint unless it says, like, fucking mint condition and all this bullshit. But, I mean, I don't know what people expect, man. They're expecting a lot for something that's used.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I think these people have too high of expectations for some of this stuff, so... lower your shit. If you're on eBay, you're on Craigslist, you're going to Swaparama, you're going to get some used shit, and it might not be 100% correct. So just deal with it. And if you don't want to deal with it, we'll go buy it brand new and then just pay a little bit more.
Yeah, like brand new, the fucking game's like, I think 35 I saw. Like right there on the bottom, if you scroll down, it says brand new fucking FIFA 15 is fucking $39.99 or some shit. And I'm like, you paid half the price of that. Less than that, it was $15 and I give you free shipping.
I think the problem with that one was that the lady thought that 2015 was the latest version, but there's probably 2016 out. And the kid got it and he's just like, what is this? Why'd you give me last year's game? Why don't you give me this year's game?
The kid's like, God, you dumb bitch. This is last year's game. I want 2016. God, fucking idiot. I'm sorry, honey.
So I don't know what happened there, man, but we'll give it a test, man. We'll give it a test run to see if you could relist it with confidence that it'll work for the next user.
I sold another game just real quick, Transformers game for the PS4. That thing was scratched up to shit. The fucking guy got it and he played it and he gave me positive review like all within a week. And like that was the one I was more worried about because it was a little bit more scratched up. But this one is just from day one, it's been nothing but a fucking hassle.
Yeah. No, first with the
shipping. And she left me positive feedback before all this other shit happened.
There's something wrong with this lady, man. And I say lady because it is a lady, man.
The ladies are the ones that instigate all this crap, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to screw nobody out, but I have a feeling, I'm pretty sure and confident the game will fucking play. It's just, I think, like you said, something happened where the kid's like, what the fuck is this? I want 2016, not 2015, you dumb bitch.
Nah, for sure, man. But let's just jump into these articles for today. But actually, right before we jump into that, just want to drop a quick message. My brother, Efren, he's got a comic book website where he's posting up different comic books that he's working on. He's just getting this off the ground, so there's a few little beginners comic books that he's working on. And there's some that you could tell that he's put a lot of good time into it. Mostly some fan fiction stuff, you know, like Wolverine versus Doom. What if...
Wait, Nuke Dukem?
No, Dr. Doom.
Oh, okay.
What if comics, if Wolverine was cloned, some Star Wars Chronicles, and then he's got his own made up like characters, Red Summer, the Cataclysm, the Entity Within,
and then the Entity or Enemy?
And Entity.
Oh, Entity. Okay.
Entity Within. And then some God of War. So there's a couple fan fiction, a couple stuff that he made himself where he created the characters. We'll put a hot link on this week's article. But go check it out. Go take a look. See if you see something that you're interested in with. If he puts his time into it, man, he does some really good work. So, you know, congrats to him for getting this thing off the ground. And hopefully he'll continue populating with new comics on there. Yeah,
good for him, man. Efren's always been a talented artist. So check him out, man. And I'm pretty sure he'll look for any input you could offer him. He's very understanding and always looking for tips and to help him out.
No, sure. But just real quick, this week's article, nothing too heavy here, but just wanted to bring up that the state of Illinois has got a bunch of new laws this year. 2016 comes with 237 new laws into the books. Yeah. And a lot of it, dude, the first couple of pages, because I printed this whole shit out, and the first couple of pages,
it's like a book.
I was reading, you know, cover to cover from the start. And then I started getting the feeling like, man, a lot of this is just bullshit, waste of time of taxpayers' money. So I started breezing towards the end. But, man, it's like a lot of bullshit laws that they put in there. And I'm like, man, people are wasting time on this? Is this what our taxes are going to?
Pretty much. They want to just get money off of people.
So we'll put the link on the article. Man, it's
new laws, people from Illinois.
Yeah, please read it if you want to know all the new laws that are coming into effect this year. And then another also quick reminder, the state of Illinois, Secretary of State recently announced that they are suspending mailing reminders for your vehicle registrations. So if you need that little sticker on your license plate and you're used to getting something in the mailer telling you that, hey, it's due in April, it's due in May, due whatever, you're no longer going to get that. So you better set your own reminder on your phone or whatever you got to do. Buy it ahead of time so that you don't forget. But they are suspending those renewal mailers that they would send out to people.
Yeah, that cut off a lot of people off guard because that wasn't really advertised. I didn't know about it until I went to renew my license in December. And I had to go to the Secretary of State and they had all that shit posted all across the building. But I don't remember ever seeing a letter or anything like that or something on the news. And then I just like, we are not mailing out no more reminders because I didn't get a reminder for my license. And the only reason I knew about it is because I knew I had to renew it this year and it expires on my birthday. And but I didn't know. I knew I had to go get it.
Yeah. The like you said, they're trying to save some money because, you know, the state's broke or whatever. And they're saying by doing this, though, we'll save approximately $450,000 a month by saving on stamps and the ink and the paper that they would use to mail this out. If you would still like to receive a reminder, they are still offering that, but only electronic. So you'd have to go out to their website.
I need a letter, man. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. Electronic only, Andy.
Nah, man. What happens? It goes into my spam folder or something.
add them to your address box, man. But they will send you out a reminder, but now it's going to be electronic instead of paper.
My Yahoo antivirus bullshit is very stringent, man. And yeah. Who the fuck gets through? I think like once every couple months, I'm like, let me just see what the fuck's in my junk spam folder. And there's like all this like normal fucking emails. Like, oh, okay. Like, oh, shit, fuck. And then like you try to add them out, and at the end I'm like, I don't give a fuck, man. Let them through or not, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't even look at that fucking junk folder.
So it let the summer porno search you had go through, but it won't let
that was
Illinois
through diligent
State
research in like internet talk all over
okay.
Twitterverse and Facebook. Right, yeah. Everybody's like, Sonny's making a video. I'm like, oh, what? And, you know, there was a rumor about that for a while, but yeah, man, it's fucking Secretary of State is very you heard my previous shows about it. It's kind of sad how they do all this shit and I think they just make more money making people pay fines and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got to make some money somehow.
Or late fees.
So let's just breeze through some of these laws, Andy. Give me your opinions if you have any on this, and we'll talk about them if you want to. And I just highlighted a few here, things that I kind of saw interesting. First one here is the sale of powdered caffeine to anyone younger than 18 is now against the law, man. So but I guess
how do
before,
you use it, though?
I don't know.
Do you
I don't
snort
know.
That, too?
I don't know if you snort it or if you just pour it into a drink, kind of like a flavored water kind of shit. So not sure how that would work.
But just like pure caffeine or like caffeinated, power energy drink shit. Like with
that's what I envision. I don't tend to hover the powdered anything at the gas station or at the store. So
it's like, hey, man, you got some of that powdered caffeine?
So I'm not really sure how that works. But it is now against the law to anybody under the age of 18. Also, the another law here, anybody who calls 911 who is not legitimate and it is a false or a prank call will now incur the charges and be responsible for all the costs and the first responders that come out to your emergency. So can you imagine that, man? I know, like, an emergency,
so like those
ambulance, it's like $500 man to get one of those come
like
out.
Like everybody knows, every year you see them stories about some fucking person going to McDonald's and bitching, man, I don't got my fucking nuggets, man, help me. Like is that considered illegitimate and like you're fucking wasting their time? They're gonna charge you whatever amount of money the cops to go out there.
I guess it depends if they actually come out. If they sense that this is bullshit from the start, then I don't know if just you calling is considered, you know,
but
wasting their time.
What happens when they think it's bullshit and it isn't? And what, is that like a lawsuit or some shit?
I don't know. So. I don't know. But I could kind of understand this. There's a lot of people that do some dumb shit. And this is the way for them to recoup some of the costs.
I understand where they're coming from. But also it's just whatever.
Or at least legally. So that if they now want to sue these people and try to get recoup some of that money, they can. So that's what this law is about. There's a new one about the body cams, Andy, and I know we talked about this on a previous show. And it says it establishes a new rule and regulations for officers using this technology. The new law requires police officers who wear the body cam to keep it on, conducting any law enforced activity, among other rules.
What about if you're undercover, like at a stripper bar or some shit, and she gets crazy.
If things start going into some extracurricular activities, then maybe you turn it off.
It's but for the investigation.
But this sounds like they must keep it on if they are conducting regular law enforcement activities. So they should have it on. If they turn it off, why the hell are they doing that? Another one, weird one here that actually we ran across a few years ago. Requires animal control facilities to check for microchips and other ID means and to determine an owner. We had a dog that ran away. It was like maybe like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Dog ran away and we never heard anything. We sent out flyers and the dog was microchipped. So I thought, man, within a few months, something's going to pop somewhere. Somebody's going to take a dog in to get checked or something. They're gonna wand it for the microchip and then it'll come back to our house.
Yeah, you were the first person when I first heard about that. I'm like, oh, fucking sweet. And then when my fiance, she got her dog and I'm asking, you can get them chipped, and they sold us all this shit. But when your dog ran away and like they couldn't find her, I was just like, what the fuck? Then what's the purpose of the chip? And that's not the first time I've heard that story. Like, oh, the dog ran away. We don't know what happened. And somebody eventually is going to pick her up and they're going to bring her. And I haven't heard like no real, I mean, people that I know who have pets that ran away, they all been chipped and all this. And the dog's never come back. So I'm just like, well, what the hell happened?
It depends if the dog, and I think, or at least my belief, is that if the dog in actuality did run away or got loose or whatever, somebody else picked it up, then the microchipping would work. But if somebody actually steals the dog, then they're not going to take it to the vet and be like, hey, can you wander? You know, we found her wandering in the streets kind of shit. If somebody stole her, then they're going to keep it on the down low and they're not going to go and do things like that. So
I don't know. To me, I feel like it's a waste because I mean, me personally, people that I know, pets or whatever got lost, ran away, they haven't had no success stories I've heard of anyway.
Well, here's another one for dogs. You can't leave your dog out in life-threatening situations for prolonged periods of times, including extreme heat or cold conditions.
Yeah, it's kind of rough, man. But yeah, you've seen dogs like just fucking passed out when it's hot or in the car and shit.
Child care employees who care for children 6 years and younger are required to get two doses of MMR, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine to provide proof of immunity when working at those facilities.
Man, so, come on, man.
Some more regulated vaccines there for you. Here's another one. Managed for trading. Oh, okay, the smartphone theft prevention act allows you prevents minors from trading smartphones. So so if you're a minor, you must be over the age of 18 in order to trade in a smartphone.
From like if you go to like the provider, like you go to Sprint, T-Mobile, like I want to upgrade.
Yeah, it says up to 25 states now have this law. AT&T and Verizon are a big proponent of this. Yeah. So it's to keep kids from stealing phones and then going to AT&T and selling them or trading them in.
Oh, they're like, okay.
So this will prevent them. They need to be adults. They need to show some kind of ID or so forth, whatever with that. What else do we got here, man? Requires airports to have more than 1 million. Oh, shit, man. I didn't even fully read this one, but it's about the...
We're on the lamb here.
It's about the chicks that give breast milk to the babies. They got to provide more private booths for chicks to breastfeed their kids. And it says by 2017, in the locations, they have to have a location that includes a chair, an electrical outlet, and be in the outsides of the confines of a public restroom. So they got to have their own designated area where they could publicly breastfeed. But if you're like
a baby, if you have a baby, I don't think you would want them to go on a plane and shit, wouldn't you? I mean, I guess, but I don't understand that logic.
Well,
I know they're trying to help out the mom, but like, if your kid's like under a year, would you want them to be traveling with you?
I think this is just more going to be more common to other places, especially since people are starting to hate on chicks that breastfeed. So now they got to provide like a designated area because these chicks don't want to go into some filthy ass bathroom and start feeding their kids sitting on the toilet. They need a designated room if people don't want, you know, chicks just whipping out titties and feeding these kids. Which to me, by the way, I have no problems, man. These chicks could feed their kids all day long. You know, I got no problems with that. But if people are grossed out or they be hating on that, well, then you got to provide them a room because where are they going to do it? These kids got to eat.
I don't have a problem too, but there's things that you could do where like just throw a blanket over the baby in the area and then you'd be all right.
Nah, man, put a blanket over your head, man. Try to breathe, man.
I'm not talking about over their head, over the baby in the chest area, man. I see that shit all the time. Come on. Like they're fucking judging. Like, man, what's wrong with you?
Well, how come chicks are cool to bust out titties in their tops?
Titties are natural, man.
But then, but as soon as milk starts coming out of them, oh man, that shit's gross.
As long as they ain't squirting it everywhere.
But yeah, it looks like by 2017, all airports must mandate by this.
In Illinois, all airports.
Yes. Yeah. So you
that's know the big two,
the big two airports, they're gonna have to abide by that new law. What else do I got here? Another one here about body cams. Officers would be allowed to turn off the cameras if they are talking to confident informants or are requested by the victim or the witnesses.
Yo, man, I got to tell you some shit. Turn that camera off. And then they turn it off like, oh, I wonder what he said. You think he's the informant? Maybe.
Videos will be kept for 90 days unless flagged for specific reasoning.
Who watches all these videos?
Yeah, you know, who's watching the watchers, man?
Yeah, you go, like, yeah, there's all this footage. And, like, is it traveling or is it stored on the card or is it connected to some shit?
required appointments for language interpreters for witnesses in civil cases if necessary. So you got to make an appointment if you do want a language interpreter now.
But they have interpreters in court all the time.
I guess to save a few bucks, they're not going to have any anymore. So if you know you're going to need one, you got to make an appointment. Provide defendants.
That sounds like some Trump shit right there, man.
You got to save a buck, man. Why you want so much? Dude, they all these people just standing there.
There's millions of people that go to court every day. You need them regardless. What's the day when, like, when the fuck are you not going to need someone that speaks Spanish in court?
Looks like now if you speed in excess of 26 miles per hour.
Criminal.
It's well, now it's not. It's a smaller offense now, so you can get away with just supervision from the court.
Put the pedal to the metal, man, and it'd be cool.
Yeah, well, at least nowadays, because before you used to...
Now they got drones fucking watching your speed.
They used to suspend your license and all that good shit.
What about if I'm drunk? Is that still cool?
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff on DUIs here. It's towards the end.
I don't think people from Illinois realize how hard this state is on DUI.
And yeah, man.
They were like the strictest on fucking drinking and driving.
Yeah, allowing drivers with, well, here, this is something to benefit for DUI drivers.
You drunk drivers, something's coming up for you guys.
Yeah, if you have 4 convictions of DUIs, they will still provide you a driver's permit if...
Sweet.
If after 5 years you show that you have not drinking in 3 of those 5 years.
If you promise not to drink while you're driving, yeah, we'll let you drive. Okay.
So if you haven't drinking in 3 of those 5 years, they will give you a driver's permit so you can get to work.
But after work, it's cool, right?
Yeah. After work, you can do whatever you want. Required ignition interlock devices for a minimum of 5 years on vehicles for people convicted of 2 or more DUI offenses.
Yeah, like when they have the breathalyzer shit, like how, I wonder how that really works. If you have somebody else blow it for you, or does there some DNA shit that they're not telling you about?
Yeah, how's that shit work?
Hey, bro, blow this shit for me. All right, you passed. You're like, oh shit, he was shit-faced, but he passed the breathalyzer test.
Prohibits parking in non-electrical cars in parking spots reserved for charging electric cars.
I haven't seen any of those out here.
No, yeah, I've seen a few right there by that Walgreens. They got like 2 spots by that Walgreens.
That's the only place I've seen them is that fucking Walgreens over there. But when I was in California, I did see them all over the place. Uh-huh. But, you know, they're a little weird out there. But here, I see like, when we first talked about, you mentioned something like this. I was just like, I only seen one fucking parking lot with that charging shit. And I've never seen a car in there.
I think it's becoming more and more popular. If you go to like the train stations, like the Blue Line and stuff, you see a couple spots for them. So probably more in the public transit stuff. You know, you'll see stuff like that. Here's a couple that are weird. Designates December 23rd of every year as Scots Law Day. It's to honor public safety workers who serve in remembrance of motorists to utilize safety when passing stopped emergency vehicles. So they made this new day. Designated a day here. Allows the Secretary of State to decline electronic payments of penalties and fees.
You know, a big thing here for a while, forever, was you could take check, you could take a cash. They never took any type of credit cards unless it was Discover. And I remember they had Jesse White at this radio show. He's like, what's the deal with the Secretary of State and Discover? He goes, well, you know, Discover initially was founded in the state of Illinois, so that's why we could take them, because they're like some big thing when Illinois first came on board, or I don't know what the fuck, but they were only taking Discover. Like, I guess, I don't know, I want to say they had an exclusivity deal or what, but that's one of the reasons they took it. But now I think they take everything now.
Yeah, I think they take the majority the last time I was in there. Here's a weird one, man. Designates public pumpkin pie as the official state pie of Illinois.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah, there's a law. Some guy went to
what the fuck?
Went to law school and everything, you know, to provide this new law that names pumpkin pie as the official state pie, Andy.
Okay. There's a lot of people that don't like pumpkin pie.
Yeah, I myself do not care for pumpkin pie. It kind of sucks.
But it's a state pie.
Yep. Gives the city of Chicago legal authority to build a President Barack Obama presidential library. Parkland. Also adds language allowing the George Lucas Museum to be constructed.
Which is weird.
By the city. On public parkland. I think
they're not going to do that no more because people were like, didn't get it.
I know there was some money things, but as to them having permission, they can do it if they want to.
It'd be cool if they built like a Death Star and shit above the city of Chicago.
Yeah, that would be super cool, man.
That's a cool museum I wouldn't mind going to.
A couple more quick ones here before we sign off. The Exotic Weed Act.
Exotic weed?
Weed.
So it's like fucking weed that you when you cut your grass and shit?
Well, I don't know. You tell me here. Yeah, adds more than 17 plant types to the Illinois Exotic Weed Act, which includes species such as bush honey suckered,
purple haze,
olive, salt cedar, poison hemlock,
wow,
giant hogweed, oriental, so bittersweet.
What does that mean if I tell the state, hey, come and check out these weeds that are growing in my backyard? Do you guys going to cut them for me or put some shit to get rid of them or what the fuck?
I think that's just, it expands on the verbiage for people who don't know these terms. To me, yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't think they're talking about like weed, like marijuana. They're talking about fucking weed that grows on your grass.
I don't know. When they call it exotic to me, I think of weed. So I'm not sure what they're talking about. What's wrong with you, Danny? But that's the first thing that comes into my head. There's tons of other ones here.
Check out the link where it's just some of the shit that they put up. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff here, you know. Stuff about providing delinquent minors of 13. You must have like somebody be there when you're testifying. I don't know if that's because of all this shit.
Makes sense. Wakanda. You would want a parent or some shit there because people, sometimes the police get a little sneaky, man.
Yeah, look at that shit that happened.
And Manitowoc. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's still going on.
So, yeah, it's, I wouldn't understand why a parent wanted to be there when their kid's being questioned by the police. It's scary, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now more days, you got to tell your kids to just stay quiet and be like, I want to talk to my dad.
Yeah.
I want to talk to my mom and dad until I talk to a lawyer. I can't say nothing.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of counterintuitive. Before, it used to be like, you know, your friends are the police and your teachers. And now these cops, man, they take advantage of that shit. So,
oh, yeah, it's you're starting to slowly, especially in this time, day and age where sometimes they don't have the best interest of anyone but just the police because they need shit to get solved. And as you saw in certain shows and you read how they kind of twist their... to get the kids mixed up, it's just best to just stay quiet and wait till somebody that you know or a lawyer comes and tells you what to do.
Somebody that has your best interest.
The cops, they might say they do or they want to be your friends, but just wait till your parents come.
No, for sure. But that's about all the time we got today, guys. We'd like to thank you all again for listening, following, and doing everything that you do here for our show. We do appreciate it. We try to get out one episode here a week. So we thank you all for following along and subscribing to us. But please continue to do that. Please continue to hit that subscribe, like button. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Freeform Network. Send in those questions to our email address. It's ffnquestions@gmail.com. Visit our webpage at freeformnetwork.podbean.com. Also visit our 1893 Coalition Brothers Intellectual Nonsense and Enthusiast Project. But again, for Freeform Radio, my name is Daniel.
It's Andy.
And we'd like to thank you all for listening. We will see you all next week.
That was cool, Dad.